Thank you, ladies. All right, how many of you brought your Bibles with you today? Amen. Let's see them. Amen. All right, hold them up high. Let me see your Bibles. Amen. All right, we're going to use them today. All right, so go ahead and open them up a little bit. And we have one of our missionaries, Brother Lefevre. He preached for us on Sunday night, and he's going to preach to us today. Brother Lefevre, you come on and preach to us.
All right, let's turn to Mark chapter number 3 this morning. I've enjoyed every service so far, except for when I have to preach. That makes me nervous. But I have enjoyed every service of the conference, and we're going to try and get into this message this morning about the 12 apostles. Let's look at Mark chapter number 3. And let's look at verse number 13, Mark 3:13. The Bible says, "And he goeth up into a mountain, and calleth unto him whom he would. And they came unto him." Now remember right here, Jesus has already been preaching, and he already has followers. He already has disciples, people that are following Jesus. But he is calling among the disciples, he's calling some to be apostles. And he's calling some that he's going to work with and train and use, and he's going to send them out other places to preach. So let's look at this morning, verse number 14, "And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach." So every disciple is not an apostle. Every believer is not a preacher. Every believer ought to be a disciple. Every believer ought to be a Christian, but not everybody is an apostle. Not everybody gets sent forth to preach. But the Lord is calling some here in Mark chapter number 3. Verse 15, "And to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils." Well, if you think preaching's hard, try casting out a devil. Try getting somebody healed. Try raising the dead. Now, the Lord is calling these people for a difficult task ahead, and he tells us what it is. Now, I'm going to ask for some volunteers this morning. When I say volunteers, that means I'm going to choose you, okay? But I'm going to look, verse number 16, "Simon, he surnamed Peter." Now, I'm going to look for 11 volunteers. There were 12 apostles, but one of them was Judas. And I don't need a Judas this morning. So we've got 2 through 12. So we're going to look for 11 volunteers. And we need one to be Simon. Can I have someone from the 12th grade? If we can do from each class. Nobody's from the 12th grade in here. All right, come on up here. Your name is Simon Peter. Okay, now remember that, because I'm going to forget everybody's names. Simon, he's surnamed Peter, verse 17, "and James, the son of Zebedee." We need a junior, 11th grade. Everybody's a junior. Okay, come on up here, 11th grade. Now remember, your name is what? James. "And John, the brother of James," right? A 10th grader. It's going to have to be John. John, the brother of James. Come on up here, John. It was foreordained that you're going to be one of the 12. "James, the son of Zebedee, John, the brother of James, and he surnamed them Boanerges, which is the sons of thunder." Now, that's a cool name, the sons of thunder. Man, that sounds like a couple wrestlers, don't it? Here's the sons of thunder. They're supposed to wrestle the devil. I think they ended up wrestling each other. Verse 18, "and Andrew." What grade are we in now? 9th grade? All right, we got an Andrew. Okay, don't forget your Andrew. "And Philip." We're down to 8th grade, right? Come on, Philip. There we go. Come on up here, the Lord's calling you. Bartholomew, do we have a Bartholomew? Are we in 7th grade? All right, come on. Okay, Bartholomew, remember your name. And Matthew, 6th grade. All right, Matthew. All right. A lot of Bible scholars believe Matthew was kind of a short fellow anyway, so they're all kind of going downhill. And Thomas, doubting Thomas. Okay. Oh, that didn't take long, no doubts. All right, Thomas. And James, the son of Alphaeus. What grade are we in now? Fourth? All right, come on. Okay, that was easy. And Thaddeus. Thaddeus is third grade, right? Okay. A lot of Bible scholars believe Thaddeus was real little. So this is appropriate. And then we have the last one, Simon the Canaanite. Second grader, Simon. We have any Simons? Okay. All right. Good job, Simon the Canaanite. Now, we're going to stop right there. We're not going to read about Judas, but we have up here 11 apostles. I might end up calling them the 12. But the Lord called these people, and they were already following the Lord. I'm going to think that probably everybody in here is following the Lord. Everybody in here believes in Jesus. Everybody in here, I don't think we have any doubters, any atheists. Maybe some have not had a convincing experience down in your heart and soul, but I believe most of us are following the Lord. But the Lord called out some that were special, and they were to do a special job. They were to go out and they were to preach. He spent extra time with these 12, and what a blessing it is. Verse 14, and he ordained 12 that they should be with him. That is the greatest part about being a missionary or being an apostle, is you are called to be with Jesus. It's not that you're called to go. It's not that you're called to do. You're called, number one, to be closer to Jesus. That is the gift of the prize of the high calling of God, that you get to be with Jesus. So I thank the Lord for the calling that He has on my life. I don't think that the Lord called me exactly to bless other people. I think He called me to bless me. It's the greatest blessing in the world to be a missionary, and I wouldn't take anything for it. So the Lord calls these apostles, and now He sends them out. Later on, I'm not going to go through it right now, but He sends them out, and He says, okay, I want you all to go to these villages and preach. I can't get to every village, so I want you all to go to villages and preach. And He said, when you go, go two by two. And so when I'm going to send you all to the villages, okay? So I want you all to get a buddy, probably the one next to you, not just yet. And He says, you're going to go to these villages, and He gave them some instructions what to do. Number one is, don't take any money with you. Now, this kind of changes the attitude of the whole missions conference. We're sending missionaries out. Number one, don't take any money. This is the first sending of the apostles, and He said, don't take any money with you. Don't take a wallet with you. Don't do anything. And so later on, the churches did take offerings for the missionaries, so thank God for that. But the spirit of going to serve the Lord, the spirit is, I'm going, and the Lord's going to take care of me. You know, as a missionary, I don't go to churches and tell them, if you'll help me, then I'll serve the Lord. If you'll give me some money, then I'll go preach. No, I don't. I know that God called me. I'm going to go, and somebody's going to help me. And so He sends these people out there, and He says, you're going to go out there and take nothing with you. Don't even take a change of clothes. Don't take any food. Don't take any snacks. Don't take any McDonald's gift cards. Don't take anything. You just go, and you're going to serve the Lord, and somebody's going to feed you. Somebody's going to give you a place to stay. You're going to be well taken care of. Now, your job is to go preach. And then you're supposed to heal the sick, and you're supposed to raise the dead, and you're supposed to cast out demons, okay? And just tell them the Lord has come, the kingdom of God has come to you, it's your time. Okay, so now I want you apostles to get two by two, and we're going to send you to villages way over there, okay? No, let's say these are farther. Let's go over here on this side. And I want y'all to walk two by two all the way over here, and you're on a mission. Your mission is to raise the dead, okay? So as you're going, you're probably not too thrilled about it, because who can raise the dead, right? Okay, so two by two, let's have you all come across here. Walk to the far end of the world. There's a map over there, okay? Now, y'all are a little bit discouraged about it because you have to go two by two. Okay? And as they're going, one of them's probably saying, okay, buddy, you're preaching first. And he says, okay, I'll preach first, but you got to raise the first dead guy. So they go out there, and they're all doing the work of God. They're preaching, they're doing everything. But I don't know how long it was, I don't know how many days it was, but the Lord sent them out there to do a job. And they came back later. Now, when they come back, they're all excited, okay?
Can you all hear me now? When you all come back, I want you to come running, and I want you jumping up and down, and I want you all...
And I want y'all to say, it worked, it worked, it worked, it worked, okay?
So, they're out there preaching, okay? And not yet, not yet, not yet, not yet. You got preaching to do, okay? Man, some missionaries don't stay long on the field. Okay? So the Lord is over here. The Lord prayed before he chose them. After he sends them, I think probably the Lord is over here all by himself, and what's he doing? He's probably praying for them. And when a missionary is sent to a foreign field, he feels like he's all alone, but the Lord sees him. And the Lord has them on his mind. Now, it's been a little while. They've done the job. They've preached. And it's time for them to come back and to report to the Lord. All right, so y'all come on over here.
It worked.
Good job. Good job, everybody. It worked. Can you imagine what the apostles must have felt like when they came in, when they started preaching, and somebody said, hey, we've got a dead guy over here, we've got a funeral, and they had to go and say, okay, get up. And the man got up. If they had a person, they run across somebody full of the devil, and I've met some of them people. And it's not a joke, it'll scare you to death. See somebody, one time there's a young lady, and man, she was all messed up, and they brought her to church, and we would start singing, and she would start screaming, and then she would start speaking in a man's voice. I mean, this stuff is serious. But can you imagine seeing people like that and just saying, okay, devil, you come out, you leave, and that person is changed just like that. I believe that these apostles were thrilled to death that it worked. And the thing about missions and preaching the gospel is that it works. Yeah. It might not always work the way we think it's going to, the way we want it to, but it works. Now, what did the Lord say when they came back and they were all so excited? He said, you all don't be so excited because the devils are subject unto you, but be excited and rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And that is the reason of our joy. It's not because of the success that we have or don't have. It's not because of what we see or what we can report about. We rejoice primarily because our names are written in heaven. Yes. And every time that a sinner comes down to an altar, every time that a man gives his life to Jesus, somebody up in heaven writes that name down, and nobody can forget it. So... The Lord sends them out to do a job. Let's turn to Mark chapter number 16. Y'all stay here a second. Mark 16, the Lord has died and risen again, and he's leaving. And Mark 16 and verse 19, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. They went everywhere preaching. Now, I want to look at some of these. I want to look at Simon Peter, first of all. Who's Simon Peter? All right, come over here. Simon Peter, we don't know exactly, but Simon Peter went preaching. We know that he preached in Jerusalem, had thousands saved. We know that later he went up into the regions of Pontus and Bithynia and Cappadocia and Galatia and Asia, and he wrote letters to them later. And so that area is all Anatolia, that's the region of modern-day Turkey. Simon Peter went up there and preached, and thank God for it. He went up there. Okay, maybe you can step over here or out of the way. Andrew. Who's Andrew? Andrew, we believe, went to Turkey and to Greece. James. Where's James? Here's James. We believe that he may have been the pastor of the church at Jerusalem. He was in charge of all those people there. John. John, you remember his job was to look after Mary, the mother of Jesus. Now, out of all the apostles, remember the Lord had, he had chosen these to be special. Out of them, he had chosen three that were closer to him, right? Peter, James, and John. And out of those three, there was one that the Bible says that the Lord loved. He loved all of them, but there's one that was special. And that was John. And the ministry that he gave to John was to take care of his mother. Now, the ministry that he gave to Simon Peter was preaching and having thousands of people saved. The ministry that he gave to his favorite was a nursing home ministry. So you can't choose, this is what I want to do, or this is what I want to do. The Lord chooses men for the right ministry. John took care of Mary, and he later went up into Ephesus. Philip, can you come ahead? Philip, they believe, preached around Carthage. That is North Africa. Bartholomew, come ahead. Are you Bartholomew? Okay. Preached in India, Armenia, Ethiopia, and even Arabia. Bartholomew, we don't know very much about from the Bible, but from history, this man got around. He did a lot of preaching. He went. He had a big ministry. Thank you. Thomas. All right, Thomas. We believe that Thomas went to Syria, and Thomas went all the way to India. And there's Christians in India that believe that Thomas is their founding father, because doubting Thomas went all the way to India preaching the gospel. Thank you. Matthew. They believe Matthew preached in Persia and in Ethiopia. James, the son of Alphaeus, go ahead. James, who's James? Probably you. James, sometimes called James the Less, preached in Syria and in Egypt. Thank you, Thaddeus. Who's a third grader? Okay, you're Thaddeus. They say that Thaddeus probably preached in Mesopotamia and Libya. Good job, Thaddeus. And then Simon, the last Simon, preached in Persia and in Egypt. Now, thank God, y'all did a good job. The apostles went, they did the preaching. They wrote the epistles, they gathered the epistles, they got the Bible, the New Testament together. They went everywhere preaching the word, and God went with them. And then what happened to them? Now again, we don't know exactly, but from history, it's not in the Bible, but from the history books, they say that Simon Peter, where's Simon Peter? You're Simon Peter. Okay, y'all are lined up. Very good. Simon Peter, they said, was crucified in the persecution of Nero in AD 66. But when he was crucified, they said, I'm not worthy to be crucified like Jesus. I'm not worthy to die just like him. And they crucified him upside down. And he died like that. Thank you, Simon Peter. You can go sit down. Andrew, they said that he too was crucified. But he was crucified not exactly like the Lord on the cross that looks like a T. They said he was crucified on a cross that looks like an X. And so his body was stretched out like that. And he died the same way, crucified like Jesus. And that X nowadays they call St. Andrew's cross. Thank you. James was the first one that died. He was killed with a sword. Herod killed him. Acts chapter number 12, running through with a sword. Thank you. John, they say that John probably died of old age, that he wasn't martyred. And he died in Ephesus. Now, I've been there to the place where they think that they buried him. I've been right there on top of his grave. We don't know if it was really his body there or not, but I've been there to that place in Ephesus. He was on Patmos. He got off of Patmos. And he may have lived the longest, but John died there in Ephesus. So thank you, John. Philip, they're not exactly sure. He may have been crucified. He may be laid to rest in Hierapolis, and I've been there. And there's others who say there's a Philip who was hung with hooks through his feet and hung upside down until he died. So that's Philip. Bartholomew. They say that Bartholomew may have been crucified. He may have also have been flayed and beheaded. They may have taken knives and cut his skin off of him and then cut his head off. You can be seated. Thomas, they said, was stabbed with spears. Took spears and ran through him and killed him. Okay, you can be seated. Matthew, they said Matthew was killed with an instrument called the halberd, which is like a long pole, and it had an axe head on the top of it. And Matthew, this preacher Matthew that had Jesus at his house, they took that big long thing and they hit him with it until he died. You can be seated. James, the son of Alphaeus, they think that he was either crucified in Egypt or he was at the temple and he was pushed off the pinnacle of the temple and he was clubbed to death after that, beat him with clubs. So you can sit down. Thaddeus, they believe, was crucified, and then Simon may have been actually sawed in half while he was alive, sawed his body in two. Y'all can be seated. Now, I want the piano player to come and play All to Jesus I Surrender. These men were chosen of the Lord, and they went and they did the job. And they didn't get crowns for it. They never did come back to a place like Landmark Baptist Church. They never were honored the way that we are honored today as missionaries. But they follow the Lord. And I thought this morning about the way that God chooses men. These apostles didn't choose themselves. They didn't just get together and say, okay, Lord, we're going to follow you now. We're going to go out and we're going to be missionaries and we're going to go preach. No, they just followed the Lord, and the Lord said, you, and you, and you, and you. And they got up, and they came. And in due time, the Lord sent them out. Now, we can't choose ourselves to be missionaries. We can't choose ourselves and our place of service and what our service is, whether it's in a nursing home or whether it's in front of a great big crowd. We don't get to choose that. But you know what we can do? At the beginning this morning, when I was asking for volunteers, I needed someone to be Simon and someone to be Andrew and someone. You know what most everyone here did? Pick me. Pick me. And I believe the Lord can call anybody from in here. And about the only thing you can do is say, Lord, pick me. Pick me. I don't know where you'd send me. If you did pick me, I might end up being crucified. There are preachers today in some parts of the world that are being put to death for their faith. And so when it comes time to following the Lord, it's not a game, it's not anything to be taken lightly. But I wonder this morning, is there anybody who would say, Lord, pick me? Preacher, you come ahead.
Would you stand with your heads bowed and your eyes closed? Stand to your feet. If God spoke to your heart this morning, why don't you come and talk to Him? Maybe you want to surrender to missions this morning. We'd love for you to be able to come and just tell the Lord, hey, Lord, pick me. I'll do whatever you want to do. I'll stay home or I'll go far. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Maybe you've done that before and you maybe got away from that a little bit. You just need to come and tell God, God, I'll go anywhere. I'll do anything. Lord, pick me. Maybe you're here this morning with heads bowed and eyes closed, nobody looking around, but you're here and you'd say, Preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. I heard what the preacher was talking about and I don't even know for sure I'm on my way to heaven. I've never accepted Christ as my Savior. I'd like to do that today. Would you slip your hand up and say, Preacher, pray for me. I'm not saved. I don't know if I died right now, I'd go to heaven. Would you slip it up? Is there one anywhere? I see that one. Amen. You can put it back down. Is there another? Heads bowed, eyes closed. I saw one hand that was like that this morning. Is there anyone else? All right, I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to pray for these that are at the altar. This week's been good. As I pray, if God's spoken to your heart, maybe you didn't come out, well, you should do this. If you made a public, if you came and prayed and asked God to use you, then you ought to go tell your teacher that you came and you wanted to be that. If you're in a part of Landmark Baptist Church, then you ought to come at one of the services and tell the preacher and tell the church that God want that you surrendered to missions. Amen. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, we do thank you so much for your many blessings. God, we thank you for the message today. God, we thank you for our missionaries. Thank you for our Christian school workers, everyone that's in the building that serves you. God, I thank you for those that came to the altar this morning. I pray, God, if you spoke to their heart, and God, help them to make that public. God, I pray that you'd give them the courage and the boldness to tell their teacher, and then maybe they could come and tell the church and encourage the church so that we can pray for them. God, I pray for this one that raised her hand and said they're not sure if they died today that they'd go to heaven. I pray that today would be the day of salvation, that they would get that settled. We thank you and praise you for all that you've done already this morning, and give us safety and help the young people to learn all that you want them to learn today in their classes. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.